Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States is strengthening its partnerships across the continent of Africa, including in Ghana. On her recent visit there, Vice President Kamala Harris met with President Nana Akufo-Addo, noting the deep historical, cultural, and economic ties between the United States and Ghana. Ghana has been a beacon of democracy and a contributor to global peace and security, remarked Vice President Harris.
We appreciate your leadership in response to recent democratic backsliding in West Africa and standing up for democratic principles around the world. We also recognize Ghana's significant contributions in the Sahel, and I thank you for your leadership there.
To help address the threats of violent extremism and instability, Vice President Harris announced that the United States would provide more than $100 million to support stabilization in Ghana, Benin, Cote d'Ivoire, Guinea, and Togo. This includes at least $86 million over the next 3 years in support of the 10-year plan for implementing the U.S. strategy to prevent conflict and promote stability, which President Joe Biden released on March 24th. Vice President Harris welcomed Ghana's commitment to reforming its economy to deliver sustainable growth.
I recognize the challenges Ghanaians are facing, especially in the wake of a global pandemic and the disruptions caused by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. We support Ghana's engagement with the IMF and will continue to push for all bilateral creditors to provide meaningful debt reduction for countries that need it, including Ghana. We must work together as an international community to ease the debt burden that is facing far too many countries. It is critical to do so, to build long-term economic growth and prosperity, and to increase U.S. investment.
Our partnership with Ghana is already strong, declared Vice President Harris. And with this visit, she said, I believe we have strengthened it even more.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.